Well, we hope you'll enjoy these few lines from your fellow listeners. Time for your letters. Last week, NPR's David Shaper reported on a new oil skimming device being used in the Gulf of Mexico that its creators say is able to scoop up more heavy crude more efficiently than traditional skimmers. Several listeners were left with a question after Raymond Butler, a BP project manager, explained how the new skimmer works.
The water still passes through this mesh, but it captures sheen and heavy oil. When it's full, what we'll do is cinch it closed. Just like this, we'll lift it with these rings out of the water. It'll weigh about a ton and a half, and throw it away.
Ellen Nelling of St. Louis writes, the BP project manager, in describing how the skimmers work, stated that when they pull the net up, they throw the whole thing away. Good Lord! Where do they throw it? What location? And what type of location is being polluted with the oil and trash they've accumulated? We seem to continue to create new problems by ignoring the consequences of our actions. Some fans commented on my conversation with Howard Bryant about LeBron James' announcement during a one-hour ESPN special that he was going to leave Cleveland and sign with the Miami Heat. Kelwin Wright of Milwaukee writes, I find it both interesting and disheartening that people are okay when corporations like the NBA with their draft lottery, the New York Athletic Club with the Heisman, the Kentucky Derby, put on one of these bloated hour-long programs with 2 minutes of content, but are aghast when an individual does it. I'm not displeased that Mr. James asserted his manhood right to ply his trade wherever he wants. And some music fans weighed in on my interview with two members of the South African group Freshly Ground, performed on the theme song for the World Cup. Timothy Rake of Eugene, Oregon writes, as I lay awake Saturday morning listening to Kylie Rose Smith and Jelani Mahola talk about their latest album, I was transported back to a most magical evening, New Year's Eve 2006, when I saw the band live in Cape Town. Their energy is incredible, their music surprising and infectious, reflecting in every way the complexity and the beauty of South Africa. We enjoy the complexity and beauty of your letters. You can go to our website, npr.org, click on Contact Us. You can also reach us on Facebook and Twitter at NPR Weekend, or you can send me a tweet at NPR Scott Simon. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.